for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Everything is arranged for the meeting with Schultz tonight, Manos?
Yes, 8 o'clock, madam.
Good. And you made the phone calls to the people I told you to call?
I even talked my best Queen's English.
Fabian, I will see you then. Bonky, it's 10 minutes to 10. Get the car ready.
Yes, madam.
That's enough of the giggle water, Ida.
Your mother's recipe always helps my nerves, Stephanie.
You will not arrive at Michelle's school smelling like camel piss.
I know how to put on social airs and graces. I always play the role of Michelle's guardian to a T, don't I? Those eggs at your daughter's glitzy school make me nervous. They don't suit me.
They don't have to suit you. I pay you good money to look good and schmooze with them.
And you always get your money's worth, don't you?
I better.
They're turning their noses up at me. How can you stand how they treat you?
I've been treated worse, and only in this matter it's worth the humiliation. Wingate is one of the best schools in this country, and my child is always going to have the best.
Stephanie, I'm eternally grateful to you. If it weren't for you, I'd have been left dead in a ditch 15 years ago. Now, I got a good life. Couple of goons. Rich goons are goofy on me. And it's because of you and the setup. It's only because we read each other like a book that I feel comfortable telling you this.
I'm listening.
It's time for your daughter to know that you are her mother, especially since you almost got killed.
Schultz didn't come close.
You don't want to die leaving her alone, not knowing the truth.
It's not that simple, Ida. It's safer for her this way.
A girl at Michelle's age needs a mother. A real mother. Not two old hens she believes to be her guardian and maid. And who visit her every other week and shower her with presents. Child is spoiled. And long overdue a whooping for the way she talks to me and you.
The Bible says you should spare the rod in order to spoil the child.
It's not how my papa interpreted that scripture, and I was nowhere near being spoiled.
God bless Michelle to look white, so she will continue to live as a white.
She has your headstrong blood, Stephanie. I think she'd be mighty proud to be colored. Adam Clayton Powell could be one of my uncles, and he's a proud Negro. I'm only thinking of Michelle.
Michelle has a beautiful life, a life I could not even imagine having. She is educated, connected, rich. She'll marry a wealthy boy and be an integral part of high society.
It's time, Stephanie. That shooting was a signification. And if you don't tell her, then I will.
I will kill you before you get a chance to tell her. There are plenty of deserted country roads here in upstate New York.
That was mighty hurtful, Stephanie. Me and Bunky are the only friends you have on this earth, and you don't have to treat me like trash. I don't want you to have any regrets, Saul.
As long as Michelle is living the beautiful life I want for her, I will regret nothing.
Fine. You win.
I always win. Put the booze down, fix your hair, and put on some lip rouge. There's Mrs. Calhoun. Go invite her to tea.
That boring old Dora? Last time she came to tea, I fell asleep. Snored so loud the china rattled. We should invite the Hawthorns. They are a hoot.
Mr. Calhoun is president of Steel Brothers. They manufacture automobile tires.
I know who they are.
Next week at my villa in Irvington.
Hello, Ida.
Hello, Michelle.
I'm going to say hello to some people.
What did you bring me, Stephanie?
Excusez-moi.
Bonjour, ça va?
Bien, merci. Here, Ida told me to spare no expense.
Is it the dress?
Open it and see, ma chérie.
It's the blue one. I wanted the yellow one.
Oh, but the blue goes so much better with your dark hair.
I invited the Calhouns for tea, the Rapiers for dinner, and the Morgans for brunch.
Can we have the DuPonts for dinner during my next visit, Ida?
The Delaware DuPonts? Yes, yes, that will be fun.
William is a daub.
Is he sweet on you too?
He hasn't asked to be my escort to Lizzie's cotillion yet.
Why don't you go talk to him, Ida?
Oh no, don't do that, Ida. I don't want him to feel obligated. I want to eat lunch in the dining room today. William and I have been sitting at tables within proximity to each other.
Colored folks can't go in the dining room, Michelle.
You don't mind, do you, Stephanie?
No, I don't mind.
I see William going to the dining room with his parents. A biento.
Your dress.
Put it in my room. Please.
I can't go in the dormitories either.
I'll leave it with the concierge.
I will take it to the concierge. You go and eat with the other parents and guardians.
All the cabbage you plant in this place, and you can't even sit in the dining room and eat a butter sandwich.
Be sure to invite the DuPonts to dinner.
I will. I know a good opportunity when I see one.
This is the place.
Manos, you go in first. Bunky and I will go in 5 minutes.
She's outside.
Good. Bring her in the back door.
Well, can I have a drink first?
Sure. After you kill that fake French bitch, you can have all the drinks you want. Listen, don't worry about making a mess. That's where the butcher guts his hogs.
Well, I have to drink alone?
All right. Pour me a couple specials. I'll meet you out back. First, I gotta hit the John.
You said to go to the back.
No. We will go to the front door.
He's in the John.
You stay outside the bathroom door, Mamos. Don't let anyone in.
Madame St. Clair. What, are you gonna shoot me with my pants down? I thought you French broads had class.
By the time you reach for your pistol, Bunky will have your brain splattered against the wall with the rest of the shit in this hole.
Manos, there you are. From where I'm standing, Madame St. Clair, it looks like he's about to put a bullet through your head. Go ahead, shoot, Manos. I don't mind the mess.
Thank you, Manos. That was your clientele's warning shot as a courtesy. You stay down, Schultz, or I will put a bullet in your back.
Yeah, this setup won't work. The bulls won't even arrest me. They know better.
It isn't just the coppers coming for you. Dewey the DA is on his way, too. His pawns have been itching to put you in the can for not paying your taxes.
Dutch Schultz, you're under arrest for selling alcoholic beverages and for being the proprietor of an establishment that propagates illegal gambling.
Joseph? I went to your kid's christening.
Just doing my job, Dutch. You'll beat this rap. But Dewey is in the back office going through all your books.
This ain't gonna stick, St. Clair.
You reap what you sow, Schultz. Au revoir.
You are listening to the Floyd J. Calvin program. In today's headlines, crime boss Dutch Schultz was arrested last evening at his Bronx speakeasy for illegal gambling and possession and selling of alcohol. District Attorney Thomas Dewey promptly added charges of tax evasion. Schultz was released on $15,000 bail and has retreated to his Fieldston estate. His hearing will be next month. With the madman of mayhem out of the picture, has the numbers war in Harlem come to an end? All is quiet on Lenox and 145th Street for now. In social events, Caspar Hallstein hosted a literary gathering at his Long Island estate last evening.
Drink, Stephanie.
Thank you. Did you send my message to Ruby?
Yes.
Do you think it's safe for Michelle to live with me?
I don't know, Stephanie.
Good evening. Good evening. My name is Langston Hughes, and in honor of Madame St. Clair's swift recovery, I would like to share a portion of a poem that I wrote, titled America. I am America. America, the dream. America, the vision. America, the star-seeking eye. Out of yesterday, the chains of slavery. Out of yesterday, the ghettos of Europe. Out of yesterday, the poverty and pain of the old, old world. The building and struggle of this new one. Enjoying the sun, Mrs. Washington?
Yes. It feels good, Mr. Halsey.
And where's Mr. Washington?
Only in the garden. Probably writing a poem. I never imagined there would be an Italian villa in New York. It's beautiful.
I had it built as an engagement gift.
You're married?
The villa indoors. The marriage did not.
Walking through your lovely garden would do me some good. Would you mind joining me, Mr. Halsey?
My pleasure.
I believe I can do the job you offered Eugene.
You're in no condition to work.
The bullet went through my gut, not my head. I can sit at a desk and count.
Your husband will not approve.
I wouldn't have to take the job if he did. I admire his integrity, but to work two jobs when he only has to work one? That's a bit foolish.
And your allegiance to Stephanie?
Is steadfast. But it doesn't mean I can't pursue other opportunities. At Eugene's pace, we'll never get to where we want to go.
And where do you want to go?
I'm intelligent. I speak well. I write well. I want to be amongst the leaders and molders of our people.
Like Ida B. Wells.
Yes.
I can get you to that place, Mrs. Washington. Once you have regained your strength, I will introduce you to the chair of the Negro Women's Club.
Thank you, Mr. Halsey. I won't disappoint you.
In exchange for my time and effort, I will call on you for a favor once in a while.
What kind of favor? I am committed to my marriage.
You are a very attractive woman. But I am talking business. It would benefit us both if you did go back to work for Stephanie.
At $50 a week?
I will pay you another $50 if you kept me abreast of Stephanie's business transactions.
Why? She is no threat to you.
And I would like to keep it that way.
You may call on me for those favors. I will give you all the information you want, but only within a month's time.
That is a good start, Mrs. Washington.
More espresso, Mr. Luciano.
You want something done right? You gotta do it yourself. Should've known that Schultz had no business savvy. Never even bothered to keep his nails clean. Vito!
Yes, sir.
Get the car. Time I paid that policy queen a visit. Madame St. Clair, thank you for allowing me to pay my respects on such short notice.
I haven't had a gentleman kiss my hand before. It's good to finally meet you, Mr. Luciano. Please have a seat.
Call me Lucky. Pane, bread. My godmother baked it this morning.
Merci.
I think we got a lot in common, Madame St. Clair.
Really? How is that, Mr. Luciano?
We both lived through some hard knocks, grew up on scraps, but were still strong. We are both smart businessmen and lucky.
Oui, je sais. But luck has nothing to do with my success.
You're clever, Madame St. Clair. So I am here to propose a reasonable business partnership.
Is that right?
With territory in Harlem and the Bronx, you've grown quite an empire. I will do you a favor and not disturb your numbers game. That's solid. You got Harlem, you got your kid Manos in the Bronx. He won't hurt nobody. Nobody will hurt him. I'll make sure of it. If you allow me to pass dope to a handful of runners, just for starters.
You want me to sell drugs to my people?
It's more lucrative than the numbers.
I will not destroy my community that way.
Your buddy Halstein is in.
I don't believe you.
Ask him yourself.
We are very civil here in Harlem, Mr. Luciano. And despite the widespread stereotype about Negroes, we do not cannibalize one another. Halstein would never sell dope to his own people.
Bisogna sapere fare la cozione per i capelli. Opportunity only knocks once. This will happen, with or without your blessing. Hustlers are hustlers, whether it be numbers or dope. Pay them, and they'll do the job.
Thank you, show Mr. Luciano the door.
I made an effort to come all the way uptown to make a good impression and to be polite. I don't gotta be polite no more.
You bring that shit uptown, and I will get you too, Mr. Luciano. You may be lucky, but I am a fighter. I don't want to see your face again unless it's looking up from a casket.
Enjoy the bread, madam.
Bunky, put the call out to Austin, Miro, and to everyone else. If they are not with me, they are against me. And they won't want to be against me.
Cut the fan, will you, Betty?
Where are you going so early again, Manos?
I gotta see Mr. Luciano about something.
Lucky Luciano?
Yeah, where's my tie?
What he want to see you about?
I'm in charge of the runners in the Bronx, so he's offering me the opportunity to have a side hustle.
Luciano is a dope dealer. Do you know that?
I ain't gonna make no heavy sugar selling tomatoes.
Does St. Clair know?
Well, she don't know. Won't hurt her.
Gentlemen, thank you for coming. I have asked you all to come here today because there is yet another attempt by an outsider to take over our territory.
We can't expect our runners to turn down our way to make money.
If any of my runners sell drugs, they will not work for me again. I will not entrench myself in such filth.
Stephanie, I need to talk to you. Michelle's been kidnapped.
Mon Dieu.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
What's this all about?
What about nightmares?
You're in this too. We need to figure this out together.
We need to leave.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
They can't tear out your soul anymore, Stephen.
Ominous Thrill, a new audio fiction anthology.
I've done horrible things.
I can taste the rot in the back of my throat ever since you arrived.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
Tell them what you did.
I didn't do anything.
To me.
No!
Character-driven tales of obsession. obsession.
I'm no psycho.
Banging on my door and streaming it on the internet.
Revenge. Take back what was taken from you.
Don't mind if I sit here and watch the lights go out, do you?
The unexplained.
Don't leave me out here.
We can't help her.
I have a daughter.
We're leaving.
Who's there?
Tendrils of rot.
We're gonna die.
You, that's all that matters.
And the dark things we do to get what we want.
I need the light. You want me to fall down the stairs?
No. I want to push you.
I love you so fucking much.
Ominous Thrill. Coming to Spotify and Apple Podcasts February 15th. Until then.
Flesh splits open.
Oh, yes.
Thrill you later.